Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, by the will of Elohim, and Timothy our brother. To the saints and faithful brothers in the Messiah who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from Elohim our Father and the Master Yeshua the Messiah. We give thanks to Elohim and the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, praying always for you. For we heard of your faith in the Messiah Yeshua and your love for all the saints. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you have already heard in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has in all the world and brings forth fruit, as it has also in you, since the day you heard it and knew the grace of Elohim in truth. And you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of the Messiah for you, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk in a manner worthy of Yeshua, pleasing to all, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, enduring everything with perseverance and patience joyfully, giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible Elohim and the firstborn of every creature. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the assembly. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things He may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him all fullness should dwell, and to reconcile all things to Himself by Him, having made peace through the blood of His torture wooden pole by Him, I say whether they are things in earth or things in heaven. And you, who were formerly alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He has reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in His sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and are not removed from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake and fill up in my flesh that which is lacking in the afflictions of the Messiah, for the sake of His body, which is the assembly. I have been made a servant of it according to the commission of Elohim, which has been given to me for you, to fulfill the word of Elohim, even the mystery which has been hidden from past ages and generations, but now is revealed to His saints. To them Elohim would make known what is the glorious riches of this mystery among the nations. It is the Messiah in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present them perfect in the Messiah Yeshua. In this I labor, striving according to His power, which effectively works in me.